各位早。
Looks like everyone made it on time this morning. I know some of you are missing sleep this morning.
很高兴大家能够今天准时到这边来，可能你们少睡了一个小时。
This morning, our church family is continuing to walk through the book of 1 Timothy. So again, it'll be on the screen, of course, but if you'd like to follow in your own Bibles or on your phone, you can turn to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5.
我们今天早上继续讲我们的圣经，是提摩太前书第五章。假如你们有圣经的话，请打开，虽然我们上面也有字幕。
You know, one of the characteristics of the Chinese culture in our church that I value and appreciate most is respect towards family.
在我看到这个我们中国的教会，我自己最欣赏的，在我们中国人的文化里面，就是我们对我们的家庭非常的尊重。
Just, it's part of the culture that I value and I genuinely appreciate towards older people and towards family. Family is a value.
我非常欣赏就是我们中国人对老年人和非常的尊重，而且家庭的价值非常的注意。
I'm beginning to slowly learn Chinese. And I noticed that even in asking the person's name,Right? Qing wen ni gui xing, right? Wo shi zhong wen shui shong, right? It's so humbling. It's so humbling learning a language.
我现在在开始学中文，你知道，我现在看着人家不认得呢，我问他的名字，就是请问你贵姓？那我现在是在学这个，做一个学中文的学生。
But I noticed that 贵 right, is honorable, or expensive. Honorable though, and honorable is connected to the person's surname, right?
所以我们想请问这个贵，贵的意思就是对尊敬的意思，你知道，就是说对你的家庭的姓，你知道有个尊敬的意思。
It's a respectful way to ask a person's family name.
这是对，就是对对方给他一个非常尊重，因为你的姓。
You know, one of the things I noticed when I first began coming to the church is that all the younger generation refers to the men as shushu, right?Susu. Thank you. Susu. Yeah, I'm learning. And all the women is IEs, right? Yeah.
所以我刚刚到教会的时候，我看到很多的我们的孩子们，你知道碰到了这些男的，你知道都叫他叔叔，你知道碰到女的都叫他阿姨，是不是这样
？I like it because it has a familial feel to it. It feels like family.
这使我非常温暖，有个家庭的感觉。
It feels like that's how a church is meant to be. And honestly, I want to tell you that, you know, of all the churches growing up, you know, that was never the case. You know, the growing up in other churches, I mean, the younger people didn't call the older men and older women, you know, uncle and auntie, you know.
我经过很多的教会，你知道，就是换句话，在美国教会，没有人小孩子叫认得的男的叫他的叔叔，或也没有叫他的碰到女的叫他阿姨的。
There's respect in the language, and it's in the culture.
这是在文化里面的一部分。
I've got to tell you that I've taken the youth to numerous places. I've taken them to places in Chicago. Taken them places.Various in Pontiac and Detroit, taking our group to different ministries.
我常常带我们的青少年到各个不同的教会去，或者去到底特律，或者是到芝加哥去。
And I want to share with you how many there's so many times when one of the leaders from the other ministries compliments me. He's like, Your group of students are one of the best, have been one of the best group of students that we've had here. I mean, they're, they are so respectful. They are so considerate.
所以我现在要告诉我们，这个情形。我每次到这些教会的时候，这些牧师啊，这些人都来告诉我说是，哦，你这个学生啊，真是非常的好，对人家非常有礼貌。
And I say it's not me, it's the parents, it's you who are teaching, you know, it's you who are teaching your kids to show respect, to show consideration for other people.
他就告诉这些别的牧师说，这不是因为我，而是你们这些做父母的，你们教得好，可以对你们就是说对别人都非常有礼貌。
And I also hope that it's the spirit of the Lord that's inside them.You know, that's at work in them. That's also what's expressing consideration, kindness.
我也希望这是因为我们的上帝住在这些人的心里面，使他们有对人有尊重，而且对人要有考虑。
So this morning in Paul's letter to Timothy, you know, so much of his letters emphasize the importance of taking sound doctrine. We've heard so much about that in 1 Timothy, sound doctrine, but also blending it with how we live our lives. Like you just want to take those two, sound doctrine and how we live our lives, got to put them together.
所以我们今天读到这个提摩太前书，就是保罗用他的话，就是引用上帝在这些人的心里面，可以在使我们的生活上行出来。
It's not for Timothy just to correct the false teachers. Like go in there and correct, make sure that they're teaching right doctrine. That's not just what Paul is telling Timothy to do. He's saying, you know, go and correct the false doctrine, but also Timothy, you must live it out. You must be an example.
所以如果我们记得上次我们谈过有很多的异教，就是讲不对的教法在教会里面，所以保罗告诉提摩太，不只是要纠正这种异端的教法，而且我们在我们的生活要活出神的形象来。
In fact, earlier, right before the passage that we're looking at this morning, Paul tells Timothy to be an example to all the believers.
所以我们今天读到这个提摩太前书，也是保罗要教提摩太，你要生活做出给人家一个榜样来。
Timothy, be an example to all believers in what you teach, in the way you live, and in the way you love. Show them by the way you are with them.
你要告诉你的会众们。你学的，你要用爱表现出来，在你生活上告诉他们，使他们有这个感觉，你有给他们爱的感觉。
So since Paul so much emphasizes blending doctrine and real life together, it's not surprising that he spends so much time on an area of life that publicly displays inner character.
所以保罗一直都强调的要把我们上帝的话和我们的生活放在一起，使我们能够在生活上行出来。
And then that area that we're going to walk through this morning is all about relationships.
我们今天早上要谈的都是讲我们人和人之间的关系。
Relationships with one another.
我们人和人的关系。
And even relationships to some degree outside the church.
而且在教会里面的跟别人的关系。
The way that we treat people displays, it shows, you know, when we relate to one another, when we at lunch and how we do life together, that displays like our inner character.
所以你跟别人在一起接触的时候，人家就会看到你把内心的你的个性表现出来。
An inner character is so much. It's so much of what Paul talks about in this book.
是你的内在的涵养，是保罗一直强调的。
So this morning, what I want to do is I want to give you church. I want to give you an encouragement, and then I also want to give you some challenge.
所以我今天我们要谈到这些东西的话，我要给各位一个非常有挑战性的，而且在教会里面怎么做出来。
Let's start out by taking a look at Paul's instruction to Timothy again, chapter 5, verses 1 and 2.
现在让我们看提摩太第五章第一节开始。
Never speak harshly to an older man, but appeal to him respectfully as you would your own father. Talk to younger men as you would your own brothers. Talk to older women as you would your mother, and treat younger women with all purity as you would your own sisters.
第五章第一节，不可言责老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄，劝年老妇女如同母亲，劝少年妇女如同姐妹，总要清清节节的。
All right, so do you see how Paul instructs Timothy and how to relate to people, how to relate to people within the church. So this is how we are to relate to each other.
你们现在这里就可以看到保罗怎么样教提摩太跟你的教会的人怎么建立你们的感情。
He uses the language of a family, right?
他用的字眼就是完全是很家庭化的。
Call the older men, susu. Call and treat older women like ayes.
所以他就是好像说是年长的，你应该叫他叔叔；比你那个女性的，
right.
你应该叫他阿姨。
So I know that he's not using uncle and aunties, but he's still the idea that's there is respect, and the idea that there is family. It's family.
虽然字眼里面他并没有用那个叔叔阿姨这个字眼，但是你们可以看出他就是有一个家庭的观念在里面。
So even if Timothy is to go into this church of Ephesus, and there is an older man who has maybe begin to follow some of the false doctrine, you know, and Timothy is a younger man, and he's supposed to go to the church and correct and like tell the church here's the gospel, here's the right doctrine. He's still to not speak to that man, older man, in a harsh way.
当时的情形你们可以看出来，他写这个书的时候，提摩太一定是在以弗所的教会碰到了许多年长的人，这些年长人都是有一些接受不异端的教导，就是不正确的教导，但是提摩太从来不用很严厉的口吻去指责他们。
Even if it meant correction, Timothy is young, and there's older men in the church. Paul says, look, when you relate to older men, talk to them like they're your father.
当时我们都知道，提摩太是一个很年轻的人，所以保罗要告诉提摩太，你在碰到年纪大的时候是你应该怎么样的说话。
You know, but since the church is modeled after family, we can take this one step further back, right? One step back.
我们在教会服事的时候，我们要退一步的看看我们应该怎么做。
Right? If respect and there's love in the nuclear family, if that's being expressed, you know, in the nuclear family, moms and dads and kids,most likely it's going to be expressed in the church, right?
我们在教会就像个家庭一样，如果你有个核心的家庭，你用你的爱来照顾这个教会的话，你就会在这个教会里面表现出来。
Look, and I know that there's real challenges. I know that there's real challenges in modeling respect, modeling love. I know that there's real challenges in teaching our kids.
我们知道这对我们其实也是个很大的挑战，我们要自己要怎么做，用爱那怎么样去跟别人沟通。
But I want you to be encouraged to continue to teach your kids to speak the way that they have to the community, to the church.
我要继续的鼓励大家教育我们的下一代，使我们有一个正确的方法和我们的周围的人怎么沟通，教会外面的人怎么沟通。
Like my kids are 11 and 5, 11, 8 and 5. I almost forgot how old my kids are.
我的孩子是11岁、8岁，我也忘记了。
So I know that it's a day after day, like decisions that Sarah and I make, decisions that we make every day, right? It's like, it's a long, I know it's long in some sense, but I know it also goes by, I speak with many of you, it's like, It also goes by fast.
Yeah, 小孩长大的过程很快哦。我们要想每天跟他们怎么样的怎么样的教导他们。
One of the areas, I think that in the Chinese community that tend to naturally line up with the word is again we've been talking about is the value of family.
如果我们用中国的传统来讲这个圣经的话，我们怎么样带出圣经的价值在哪里
？Again, when we look around on the culture around us, the surrounding culture, statistically speaking, Chinese American families are still more intact than the surrounding culture.
照我们的统计数字看起来，在我们这个美国的这个文化里面，住在这边的中国人还是他们的家庭观念还是比较重的。换句话说，
and again,
离婚率是比较低的。
I love this because again, it naturally lines up with what I see in God's word. Is family is important. Family relationships are valued.
在我们读圣经的时候，我们都知道，在圣经里面表告诉我们，家庭是非常重要的。
And when I look at Paul's instructions, in these first two verses to Timothy, of like how to speak to older men and how to speak to older women and younger brothers and younger sisters in the church, I generally see that like when I look at our church, when I look at OCC, this family, I see that happening.
当我们读到这个提摩太，我们刚刚读过这两节的时候，我也可以在我们的教会看出来，就是我们应该怎么样的尊敬老年人，然后和对我们下一辈的应该怎么样跟他们交通。
So I want to speak just a moment to the younger generation. If you're in middle school or high school, look up here just for a moment. Okay, I just want you to encourage you to speak to your parents. You know.Respectfully speak to them. I know it doesn't mean that you will always agree. It's just not, you can disagree, of course, but I just want to encourage you to speak to your mom and dad respectfully.
今天我要带各位坐的这个年轻人坐在这里的，我要鼓励你们，就是当你们和你父母说话的时候，你不一定要赞成他所说的，但是你要非常尊敬他，表示你对他的尊敬。
Because if you do, I promise you, it will bring life. It'll bring life to you.
这会你活出一个新的生命来。
And that promise is based on scripture. You know, in Ephesians it says there's an honoring your parents. There's a promise to life.
所以的这些话也是圣经上讲的。以弗所说就是说你要尊敬你的父母。
Okay, so here comes the encouragement. Okay.
这里是怎么鼓励你？我们可以在荧幕上看到。
Be an example to all believers, and in your love by the way you relate to those older and younger in the church family. Which again, I want to share with you. I feel like when I look at our church, I'm glad, I'm excited because I feel like our church does well in this.
我很高兴让我们的教会好像活出这些的字眼的形象出来。
Okay, so Paul tells Timothy how inner character has got to be displayed in his ways of relating to the older and younger generation. Inner character, who we are, has got to be displayed by how we relate to each other. Our relationships display inner character, who we are.
所以保罗一再的提醒提摩太，怎么把你的自己的内心的行为，这内心的想法，你的个性表现在你和别人的关系上面。
But then Paul begins to shift. You know, he spends a couple of verses talking about how to relate to the family and in the church, older men, younger men. But then he shifts to speaking about widows.
讲到我们读完这里的时候，你发现提摩太书里面保罗把这个话题转到寡妇的身上去了。
Verses 3 through 8, the church should care for any widow who has no one else to care for her. But if she has children or grandchildren, their first responsibility is to show godliness at home and repay their parents by taking care of them. This is something that pleases God very much. But a woman who is a true widow, one who is truly alone in this world, has placed her hope in God. Night and day she asks God for help and spends much time in prayer. But the widow who lives only for pleasure is spiritually dead. Give these instructions to the church so that the widows you support will not be criticized.
第三节是要尊敬那真为寡妇的，若寡妇有儿女或有孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己家中学做行孝，报答亲恩，因为这是神面前是可悦纳的。那独居无靠真为寡妇的，是仰赖神，昼夜不住的祈求祷告。但那好宴乐的寡妇生活的时候，他们也是死的。这些事你们要嘱咐他们，叫他们无可指责。
Okay, so let me give you a little bit of cultural backdrop of the time when Timothy was ministering. Okay.
我现在跟你们大家解释一下当初背景是怎么样的。
At the time when Timothy was ministering, life was seems obvious, but would be much shorter then.
看起来在提摩太那个时代，就是那个我们的人的平均寿命是比较短的。
People were considered old when they were in their 40s.
假如你能够活到40岁的话，人家就会叫你是老年人了。
So I'd be old, I guess. I'd be like really old.
像我就是已经老了。
And the men died early. So with the men dying early, there were very few widowers, because men died early, and so there were very few men who were, you know, older men who had lost their wives.
普通那个时候也是一样，一般男人寿命比较短，所以换句话说，离夫的比较少，就是男人活的是比较少。
But when the men, if the men did die early, and they did die early, they would leave an inheritance to the widows.
所以呢，就是男人去世的时候，很多的他的遗产呢，就给他的太太。
So in this letter, as Paul writes to Timothy, there might have been some widows who are more wealthy because their husbands had passed away, and they had left their inheritance to their wives.
当时一定是有些比较有钱的寡妇，因为她的先生把一些财产留给她。
And so these younger widows would have been considered more desirable by their men, not because just physically, but because they had money, because they had inheritance, they had land.
所以有一些比较年轻的寡妇，所以男人就很喜欢找她，因为晓得并不一定她长得很漂亮，而是因为她有钱。
And so as we read through this, it'll make a little bit more sense to you as if you have that kind of understanding of how widows, you know, how the social context.
所以我们读到经文的时候，我告诉你们这些它的背景，就是你们了解当时的这些寡妇的处境是怎么样的情形。
And at the same time, though there were some widows who were wealthy, young widows because they were wealthy because they had inheritance, there were also widows who after their husbands passed away, they also became poor. You know, there was no one supporting them.
当然我刚才提些这些比较年轻的寡妇她有钱的，但是另外一方面留一些年轻的寡妇她是没有钱的，因为她就是没有生活的能力。
And so, and because there was more women available, because the men passed away early, there would be more women than men.
所以刚刚我提到，因为男的寿命比较短，所以留了一些寡妇在那边，就是说没有先生的，那就是比较多数的人在那里。
And again, the men would choose the ones who had an inheritance.
所以普通这些男的就选一些有钱的寡妇去娶她。
And the other ones just were struggling. The other women were struggling. I mean, they didn't have a way to, unless they had other family, have any way to take care of themselves.
所以那些比较没有钱的人，没有钱的寡妇，就是生活很挣扎了，除非他有亲戚去帮他的忙。
And that's why Paul says to Timothy, take care of any widow who has no one else to care for her.
所以在这个这个书信里面，保罗就一直告诉提摩太，你要照顾这些没有能力的这些穷的寡妇。
And so I know that in every church, if there's a church that is a mixed age, older and young, I know that there are some who are widows or widowers.
所以在很多每个教会都有，你知道，在我们年龄参差不齐的情形下，有许多寡妇在这里。
But it's challenging when we look through this passage and we think of today. I mean, it's just different when we talk about how can we support widows. It's we're living in a different context today, right?
但是我们读到圣经的时候，我们今天活在不同的社会里面，所以可能有些差距。
There aren't nearly as many in today's North American 2017 context. There aren't as many widows who are just battling or struggling. Just to survive.
所以在今天北美的教会里面，这些寡妇生活很挣扎的，可能比较少一点。
In our particular setting, you know, now we've got 401ks. There's investments for those who are older, and maybe their husbands have passed away. There's investments. There's support systems, social security.
所以在今天的社会里面，我们有 401k 或者是退休金啊，丈夫留下来的，所以没有生活对寡妇讲的没有这么的困难。
And I've talked with some of you, and I know kind of the background.
所以我曾经跟各位在私下谈过这个事情。
I know that the cultural background was similar, to the Hebrew cultural expectations.
所以在这个圣经里面呢，有些和中国人的环境有些蛮相像的。
And that is that you know, I know in China when you get older, there's an expectation at least back in China that your kids, your children will take care of you.
在中国的你如果在中国的社会里面，还是一些观念，觉得老年人他的下一代会照顾他的。
Even, you know, particularly your oldest child is to care for you in a financial and a physical sense when you become elderly.
特别是你是长子，你会在经济上或者在身体上照顾你的父母。
And I've spoken with the families, and I know some of the couples, and you said, yeah, I know that we live in America now, so I know. I said, do you still have that expectation? I mean, do you? I was like, you know.I know we live in America, so I have a 401k, so I don't expect my oldest to financially support me. You know, I know that at least for some of you, that's the case.
但是我们就在北美的中国人不一样，有些年长的他自己也有他的社会福利金，他有他的退休金，所以他对下一代的期望是不同的。
So the question for us this morning, one of the questions we want to answer is like, how is this passage?This entire passage on widows, how does it kind of connect to us today? What does it mean? What does it mean for us today?
所以我们今天要看看这个圣经的章节，我们和今天的生活怎么连贯起来。
Is it relevant for the church today, even though we have so many kind of systems or investments and so forth to care for the church, for people to be cared for financially?
所以我们在教会里面是不是看看这些，因为有这些退休金啊，或者是你有社会福利金啊，对这个这些寡妇的照顾是不是有些不同
？Well, it's relevant for us today because there are still parallels to the widow today.
但是我们看到这个圣经里面还是和相吻合的，我们怎么照顾寡妇
？There are genuine widows, those who are older.And who the church still needs to care for, maybe financially they're okay, but still the church can look and go, how can we care for them?
对我们教会讲起来，我们怎么照顾这些寡妇还是很重要的。虽然可能他们的经济上可能没有什么问题
，but there's also parallels because the widow in some ways represents those who have.Little ability to support themselves or are poor, and also have less influence, less power.
但是我们都看到圣经上跟我们今天有关的，就是这些寡妇还是象征出来，这些是没有能力、没有钱的。
In Timothy's time, the widows were part of the powerless and the poor.
所以在提摩太这提的这些寡妇都是没有钱的，没有能力的人。
But Paul says to Timothy, look, the church needs to have eyes to see, Timothy. When you talk with the church while you're there, make sure the church has eyes to see those women.
所以保罗一直提醒提摩太，你在牧会的时候，你要很注意这些没有能力的寡妇。
When there is no one else, when they have no family, make sure that the church has eyes to see and notice and care for those who are not being cared for.
所以你在教会看到这些没有很穷的、没有能力的寡妇，你在教会里面，他告诉提摩太，你一定要对他们有关照，对他们很注意。
So there are still some widows who we still need to like have eyes to see. But also in our culture, there are still many who are powerless and penniless, who just have no money.
所以其实在我们今天北美教会是一样，有很多寡妇，她是没有钱、没有能力的。
Okay, so here comes the challenge to us. Okay,
他对我们是应该告诉我们一个挑战，那我们去怎么做？
Be an example to all believers in your love by the way you relate to the powerless and the poor.
那我们今天谈的就是怎么样用我们的爱去和这些很穷的、没有能力的人和他们怎么样去关心他们。
Okay, so caring for the powerless and poor has always been a part of God's heart.
你没有钱的、没有能力的人，永远是上帝很关心的。
Sometimes we think that in the New Testament, there's like sometimes we have this idea in our minds that there's two gods. That there's the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament. The God of the New Testament is a kind of a caring God, and the God of the Old Testament is kind of this maybe a judging God. But it's just not true.
所以我们读圣经常常还是有些人觉得新约的和旧约的神是不一样的神，觉得是新约的神是非常的关怀、非常有爱。但是在旧约的神好像是非常有严厉的，有判。
This idea of God's heart, who has a heart, who's like I look, God sees those who are without, who are poor, who are the have-nots of the culture. God has always had this heart.
其实我们今天都知道，上帝的心永远是照顾这些没有能力的、没有钱的。
In your Bibles, or on your phones, flip back to Deuteronomy if you would. And it won't be opening up the screen, but I'll read it to you. But if you're in your own Bibles, if you'd like to follow, flip back to Deuteronomy chapter 10.
假如你们有圣经的话，请你打开生命记第十章，从十七节开始。
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17 says this.The Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. He is the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and takes no bribes. He gives justice to orphans and widows. He shows love to the foreigners living among you and gives them food and clothing. Verse 19, you too, God's people, must show love to foreigners.For you yourselves were once foreigners in the land of Egypt.
在第十章生命记十七节开始，说，因为耶和华你的神，他是万神之神，万主之主，至大的神，大有能力，大而可畏，不以貌取人，也不收贿赂。他为孤儿寡妇伸冤，又怜爱寄居的，赐给他衣食。所以你们要怜爱寄居的，因为你们在埃及地做寄居人。
All right, so we see this expressed. This heart, this is like God is looking, and when He looks down at the earth, and when Christ came down and walked among us, and when the Holy Spirit filled the church, guys, God has always had eyes. He looks and is drawn towards those who are like the have-nots.He has a heart for the have-nots.
所以我们在这里看到圣经上这个是我们的神，一直到耶稣在我们人间行走，都是很关心这些 没有能力的，很穷困的人。
And so when we talk about, look, Timothy says, be an example. Paul says to Timothy, be an example in the way that you live, in the way that you love. It's like, walk this out. Take your doctrine, take what we read in God's Word, what we see, and don't just go, oh, I see it intellectually, I hear it. But he says, no, Timothy, in the way that you live your life, in the way that you relate with the church, walk that out. Live that out in your life. Don't just hear it. Don't just teach it to them. I want you to live it in front of them.
所以保罗一再的提醒提摩太，当你读圣经的时候，你不要专注在这个教条上面，你要用你的爱，用你的生活活出来，使人都感受你的内心是怎么样的关怀他们。
So how can we, like, so if that's God's heart, if he expresses it in the Old Testament, and when we look at Jesus and we look at the stories, how Jesus sought out the poor and those who did not have, the widows, the orphans, how are we, like, how does that look for us to, like, to live it, to take what we see seriously in the gospel, in the Bible, and pair that up?What does that look like for us?
当我们读到这个，刚刚读到《生命记》这个旧约的时候，也是想到我们的耶稣是怎么样的，要我们从我们的生活上用爱来活出我们的基督徒的形象来。
How are we as a church? Because again, the context that Paul is talking is like, how are you to interact with those in the church, right? It's at this point, it's just talking about those in the church. How are we to look at the powerless and the poor?And then interact with them, relate with them.
看看提摩太，保罗叫提摩太，怎么在教会能够做出来，使你的在学的东西圣经上，然后把你的行为能够表现出来。
Well, last week there were literally people who were powerless, right? You guys, let me raise your hand if you did not have power last week, if you lost power.
你们举举手看，上个礼拜没有电的。
Hey, is there still anyone
家里面没有电的
？Raise your, keep your hands raised. Did the power come back on? Is there still people without power?
这英文叫 power， 其实就是有两个用法，一个是电，
yeah, everyone,
一个就是
has power
有的能力。家里没有电。
Yeah, I mean, last week, Sarah and I would drive by the village, you know, and obviously it looks funny because.There were no cars in the parking lot. The village was just empty. And Sarah and I were driving and like, wow, so thankful we've got power. So glad that we've got heat and like a refrigerator and a stove, you know, right?
上个礼拜我和我的太太 Sarah 驾车过去了，我看到好多的地方都没有电，你知道，所以我说哇，我们真是幸运，怎么家里好像冰箱啊这些都没有问题。
And we thought like, how awful.How awful for those who don't have power.
但是我马上想起来，你看看那些啊没有电的人啊，真是很倒霉。
And I gotta say, I'm sorry. Like in our neighborhood, in our little neighborhood, everyone had power. And so, in part of my mind, I just assumed that everyone else in our church had power.
因为我在我那个住的地方那一区都有电，所以呢，我就感觉应该每家都有电。
But I thought about it. I'm like, you know, how is it that we can actually like.Consider one another within the church. Consider one another, and maybe you guys made the connections. Maybe you're like, yeah, you know, some of my small group didn't have power, so we I don't know, we cooked for them, we brought food for them, or something like that.
所以我们大概你们在里面也自己私下谈过，有些没有电的人，大概在你们弟兄姐妹里面都谈到是不是可以到他家有吃饭呐、啊，这些有住的这些问题在里面。
And again, I know within the church, when I observe our church, our church family, our church is pretty good at like, hey, if you have a need, if you are out of power, or if you are out of, you know, we'll bring you food, we'll cook for you.
在我看到我们教会弟兄姐妹都是蛮好的，就是在我们没有电的时候都会互相帮忙，有跟你做饭或者是到家里来住。
But I know I talked with some last night and they're like, yeah, we still don't have power. He said it's 45 degrees in our house, you know, it's cold in our house, you know, like Josh, like, yeah, it's freezing when we get up in the morning.
昨天我还跟晚上和一些人谈，家里面还是没有电。哇，这几天是非常冷的，45度，所以是冻得受不了。
You know, so Sarah and I were like, yeah, if there's anyone in the church that needs a place to stay tonight, you know, there's still people without power, you know.
所以这些人是需要住的地方，这么冷的时候，我们教会应该互相弟兄姐妹应该互相帮忙的。
It's just a simple, I just thought, like, to consider one another. Paul is telling Timothy, it's the way that the church relates to one another that displays the character of the church. It's what outsiders see when they walk into the church and they see us loving each other. It changes. It speaks volumes to people about our Lord.
我们在教会里面这样互相表现出来的，使外面教会的人到我们教会来可以看到我们是怎么样的兄弟之间的友爱在这里。
So what I want to do, I want to give you some ways to walk out how to relate to the powerless and the poor. I want to challenge you because again, I know that where we live, it's like right where we live in Rochester Hills and Troy, Lake Orion, and it's like a, it's like we're surrounded by affluency.
所以我们在住在这个地区，不管你是在 Rochester Hill， 在Lake Orion 这些地方，我们在这个社会上怎么样，应该怎么做，做出我们应该做的事情。
So what I want to do is I want to give you a way to walk it out. I want to give you a way to run it out. And I want to give you a way to, I guess I'm thinking of a treadmill. You know, like there's some ways when you're on the treadmill.We're like, this is easy. You know, when you're exercising, you're like on one or two and you're just walking leisurely. It's an easy way to walk out. Then you like turn it up a little bit and you're running. It's a little harder. And then if you want to go full on, you take your treadmill and you incline it. And it's hard. It runs harder. It stretches you further.
所以我就想到怎么操作我们自己来做这些的关怀人的生活，好像我举例好像跑步机一样，你当时要开始跑步的时候，你就把按钮转到很小，然后慢慢你就走了以后你就可以跑了以后你的跑步机就是好像往上升越来越快。
What would it look like for us to grow our capacity as a church family in our love?To look outside of us, you know, right? And go, look outside and go, how would we grow our capacity to love the church?
让我们扩展我们的爱到教会里面能够怎么样使我们的爱能够散播出去。
To be an example, in how we walk this out to love the powerless and the poor.
那我们看看怎么样子照顾这些没有钱的没有权势的这些人。
Okay, so here's a way to walk it out. I know that powerless, when you think of powerless and poor, oftentimes we think directly we think of finances.
我们常常想到这个有能力的，就是很快我们就是想到钱财上的问题。
But one way to walk it out within our churchHow we can carry it out today within our church to minister to those who are poor is we can look at those who are spiritually poor. Okay.
在我们教会，那我们看看怎么样子操作，使得我们关心这些没有钱、没有能力的人。
Some in the church, some here this morning, are spiritually poor. Some who are not here this morning, who are part of the church, are spiritually poor.
有些我要讲的另外一个，有些并不是指你的钱财上的贫困，而是你的灵性上的贫困。
You know, if I were to ask you, if I were to say, hey, can you think of someone who is discouraged right now? Can you think of a brother who is struggling? Can you think of a sister who is battling right now? I imagine that in your minds, you can think of someone in the church who is poor.
像我们能够低下心来想一想，在我们的周围的弟兄姐妹里面，是不是有很多人非常的低潮，觉得非常的在心情上非常的不好，是不是有这些人？
And perhaps you're in a place of encouragement. Perhaps you're in a place in your life of rest right now. Like I'm at a place of rest.
所以你们想想我们自己，我们可以给这些人有一些鼓励。
One of the ways that we can walk this out is to think in our minds, like, hey, who is it right now that's poor? Who is it that within the church that I can call, that I can WeChat, that I can give a small encouragement to?
让我们想想我们周围的是不是有些弟兄他在很沮丧的时候，我们可以打电话给他或者WeChat给他，使他能够有振作起来。
Because again,We know that God is drawn. Scripture says that He's drawn to those who are poor in spirit. He's like, He looks for those who are poor in spirit.
我们经上能够圣经上能够谈到，使这些灵性上很贫穷的人可以接近上帝。
Can you think of someone in your mind? Like, can you think of someone? Do you have someone in your mind this week? That like someone in your small group, someone who's maybe not here today, you can go like, look, if.Paul tells Timothy to reach out to the widows, to reach out to those who are poor. Is there someone in our church today, this week, who's not here that you can go, you know what? Yeah, God's telling me to call them, to encourage them, to WeChat, to go, yeah, I see that person. I want to build them up. I want to encourage them a little bit.
所以我们在读这个圣经上的讲到保罗怎么提醒提摩太要关心这些贫穷无助的这些人，我们是不是想到我们周围的有些朋友也是需要我们的鼓励，我们应该打个电话给他，或者这些人不一定来我们的教会，但是我们要给他精神上的资助。
It's one simple way that we can just walk out what we are reading about.
所以我们应该把圣经上话活出来。
All right, here's a way to run the instruction out that Paul gives in Timothy.
所以我们看看保罗怎么样提醒提摩太。
If caring for the widows can be paralleled with loving the powerless and poor, then we have powerless and poor close to our neighborhoods.
所以我们看到有些人就是他谈到这些寡妇人没有能力的人。
I know our church, our eyes...Everyone, and I know it seems natural to me when you're living in a neighborhood. You know, when Sarah and I lived in Clawson, when we lived in Clawson on 14 Mile, like I know I'd share with some of the church, like, we live in Clawson, and the church was like, wow, we never go to Clawson. I mean, we just don't go down that way because we live here, right? And except for when we go to the Noble Fish or something, and we don't really go down that way. But I know it's natural when you live in a place,You don't just look outside your neighborhood. I mean, throughout the week, when I drive, I drive in Rochester now. When I live in Rochester, I just drive here.
So you were, so you were.我从前住在 Clawson 的地方，我就是那时候我跟他们很有关系，但是我现在搬到 Rochester 的时候，我觉得我已经好像远离他们了。
But here's a way to run now. Look, the people of Pontiac.They live 7 miles from us. 7 miles.
但是我们看到 Pontiac 这个城离我们才是七分钟的路程。
Could the people of Pontiac ever be reached?
我们有没有跟
The church of Pontiac ever be reached?
我们有没有跟 Pontiac 这些教会这些人打交道
？By Oakland Chinese Church, will that ever be a possibility? Could we ever have an influence or an impact just?To a people just seven miles from us.
我们这七里路的远，这个 Pontiac 这些人，我们OCC 的是不是跟他们可以有关联
？Well, the Detroit is 30 miles from here, just 30 miles.
底特律离我们三十里路。
And Paul says to you know he's referring to how Timothy is to relate to the rest of the church. There's God's people.Their people, God's people, are in Detroit.
我们可以看到提摩太就好像今天我们告诉我们在我们的教会怎么和底特律的人他们这些有关怀。
So here's a way that you can run it out that may stretch you a little bit further than where you're comfortable. Maybe.
现在我们把我们的距离伸长一点是。
You know the youth we often we'll go into Pontiac. Fairly often, we go to Grace Centers of Hope. And I know that when I share this, I know, like, you know, when I'm like, hey, our church, we're going, our youth are going to Grace Center of Hope. I know typically it's like, you kind of think of, well, that's the youth are going there. But I want to invite you, you know. I know some of your small groups, I've heard some of your small groups have gone to Pontiac to serve with Grace Centers of Hope. But I just want to share with you, that's one way to run this out, is to go, you know, next time the youth go, I'll go with you. I invite you to come with us just to feel, just to see how God's people are at work in Pontiac.
我这边就是我们在Pontiac有个Grace of Hope 一个教会，他们那个帮助穷困的人，你知道，如果我们要去Oakland教会的人，应该到那边去，也去一样的去服侍他们。
Or in a couple of weeks, we'll be going down to Hope House, Detroit.
所以还有过两个礼拜，我们就要底特律的一个教会去。
And what we'll be doing down there is we'll be reading to some of the neighborhood kids, or they'll be reading to us.
我们去那边做什么事呢？就是跟他们念书，带那个那边的小孩。
And sometimes we work in there. They've got urban gardens, you know, that we'll plant things and we'll weed things.
或者帮他们整理那个他们的住宅区里面他们的院子啊这些。
Sometimes we'll do a work project. Sometimes we simply just pick up trash around the neighborhood.
有的时候我帮他们去整理建造他们的房子，有的时候收他们的垃圾。
You know, and sometimes we'll actually be in the neighborhood, walking in the neighborhood, and some of the people in Detroit will stop their cars, and they'll roll down their window and they'll go, you know, hey, they'll greet us, they'll say thank you or something like that.
所以我们有的时候开车过去，把我们的窗户摇下来，他们这些人都很谢谢我们在那边去帮忙。
And so I know it feels foreign. It feels foreign to me. You know, when we're in the neighborhood, it feels very foreign.
我在这边很有个到他们的区域里面非常有满足感。
And in fact, we've had some from Detroit come to the suburbs here. You know, come visit us and speak here. And some of them say, when we're in the suburbs, It feels weird to us. It feels strange to be in the suburbs.
所以当你从底特律跑到我们这个区的话，你有些不同的感觉。
But it's a challenge. I don't know if we consider growing our capacity of how we love the church, the Big C church, the church that's in Pontiac, the church that's in Detroit. Would we ever minister like Paul says to Timothy, to those widows, those who just do not have.
是不是让我们可以把我们的教会扩张，好像到Pontiac，到底特律，好像我们在刚刚念的提摩太书的上面说的，使我们的爱在各个地方发扬出来。
Or if you wanted to go larger, if you wanted to do an incline where you're just like, I feel like I'm ready, my family is ready, my small group is ready, we just want to do something that will really stretch us, that will really pull us out.
假如我们能够更有远见的话，我们要做更多的事情，你知道。Maybe
it's as a small group where you're like, you know what, as a small group in our church, what we're going to do is we're going to commit to going like once a quarter. We're just going to bring all of our small group, we're going to go down and we're going to go and serve. We're going to get to know the people, build relationships with the people.
那我们的小组也走出去，到各个地方，使他们跟他们有
Because I tell you that you experience God in a different way, you may experience God in a different way than you have in the past. You may see Him through the people there in a way that you haven't seen Him before.
如果我们这样做的话，我们可以展开我们的眼界，跟这些更远的人有更关心的事情。
All right, so walk it out. Or run it out, or go full on and go into Detroit, or go into minister to the poor. Okay.
让我们这个走出去，使我们对穷人、对没有能力的关心。Hey,
I want to have a request for you. If today you're like, you know what, when I heard the message, I was inclined to, I wanted to encourage someone. I wanted to share, I wanted to, someone who is poor in spirit, I wanted to pour into them. If you think of that, if you say, like, I'm going to do that, and you think of it, I want you to just email me. Or if you decide as a small group later, sometime later, you're like, yeah, you know what? When we heard the message Paul was giving to Timothy of how the church ought to relate to each other, we're going to run that out. Then just email me, because it would encourage me to hear, like, yeah, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to blend our doctrine and our living out the word together.
假如我们今天听了刚才这个信息，有感动的话，使我们能够把我们的生活活出来，我把我的那个电子邮件的上面打在这个荧幕上，请各位可以跟我联络。
Okay, but when we do minister to the widow, when we go into the rest of the church, sometimes poor come into our church. I mean, there's literally sometimes people knock on the door. Other times it's us going out where we're going to go and minister to the poor, either here within the church or outside to the larger church. But when we do that, we need to have discernment.
当然有两种情形会发生，有些是我们到很穷困的地方去帮助他们，但是也有些穷人会到我们的教会来求我们的要求我们的帮助，我们要有一个很敏锐的观察。
So if we back up to verses 5 and 6, it says this, it says, now a true widow, when Paul is instructing Timothy in discernment, when he's ministering to the widows, or when the church is to minister to widows, this is what he says, verse 5 and 6, now a true widow, a woman who is truly alone in this world, has placed her hope in God. She prays night and day, asking God for his help. But the widow who lives only for pleasure is spiritually dead, even while she lives. Give these instructions to the church so that no one will be open to criticism.
现在我们读到刚刚就是第五节的时候，那个独居无靠、真为寡妇的是仰赖神，昼夜不住的祷告祈求。但是那好宴乐的寡妇，正活着的时候，她是死的。这些事你们要嘱咐他们，叫他们无可指责。
Okay, so as you minister.You know, sometimes we have people come to the door of the church. They knock on the door and they're from Pontiac, they're from Detroit, they're an outsider. And they're asking. Sometimes some people come to our church and ask for help. Or again, when you choose to go out and you're ministering to the widow, to the poor, the foreigner. At least here, what we see in Scripture is that Paul says there is some discernment that's required, that's needed.
所以刚刚我们谈到，我们如果是有些很穷困的人到我们教会来敲门叫我们的帮助的话，你要记得这两节的经文告诉我们怎么鉴察，怎么知道，很清楚怎么样的情形怎么处置。
For Timothy, Paul gives him specific instruction based on his context. He says in verse 9, a widow who is put on the list for support must be a woman who is at least 60 years old and was faithful to her husband.She must be well respected by everyone because of the good that she has done. Has she brought up her children well? Has she been